بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In a lecture which President Clinton gave at Georgetown after the September 11 incident, he was commenting on that, and he said something to the effect that because Muslims believe that they have the truth, they don't mind killing other people because those people do not believe in the truth, that their beliefs are false. So as if he is saying that be tolerant to other people, you have to believe in the relativity of truth, to say I believe that my beliefs are true, but I also believe that your beliefs are true, and this is completely false. You cannot say that, for example, that as a Christian, you cannot say that God, that Jesus is the Son of God, and you believe that this is true, and at the same time believe that what the Muslims say is also true, and Muslims deny this. So you cannot believe in something, and it's contradictory at the same time. And so what President Clinton's mistake was that he confused Muslims' beliefs and Muslim decisions regarding believers. And there is a very big distinction between the two. In Islam, we treat these two different things differently. As far as this, and yes, we said the religion that was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the truth, and that everything that contradicts it is false. So we don't compromise on this, not at all. We don't believe in the relativity of truth. So we tell everyone who does not believe in Islam that his belief, the belief which contradicts it, is false. But that doesn't mean, and it doesn't follow from this, that we have no relationship with them, that we don't deal with them, and that we kill them. This is false, because we know that Muslims coexisted with the non-Muslims from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam until our own days. And in fact, they were more tolerant to people like the Jews, more tolerant to them than the Christians were. And Islam allows Muslims to marry, Muslim men to marry women of the people of the book, meaning Jews and Christians. So he doesn't say marry them and kill them. This is ridiculous. What is our relationship with people whom we believe believe in falsehoods? Our basic relationship with them is that of inviting them to what we believe is the truth. And to invite them to the truth, we have to treat them in the nicest of ways. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'izati al hasana wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan." Invite to the way of your Lord with wisdom and with maw'iza. Is a word which covers everything that makes it easier for a person to accept the truth. And it also says, وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي أَحْسَنْ. And if someone wants to argue with you about this truth, argue with them in the best of ways. So this is our basic position regarding people who do not share our true beliefs. So we have to distinguish between these two. I know that even some Muslims don't make this clear distinction, but it is a very important distinction, because our basic task, our basic role is to invite people to the truth. If we boycott them, if we do not deal with them, then how can they know the truth? When the Prophet ﷺ made an agreement that is called the Agreement of Hudaybiyah, and the other party, the non-Muslims, abided by the treaty for about 2 years, and the Muslim scholars say that in those 2 years of the agreement, more people came to the fold of Islam than they did from the time the Prophet ﷺ was sent to them until that treaty was made. And they explained why this happened. They say when people mixed and listened, visited Muslims, and Muslims visited them in Mecca, any rational person to whom Islam was presented, and every rational person to whom it was presented accepted Islam. So, contrary to what President Clinton says, we believe that the best condition for the spread of Islam is that of peace. But unfortunately, those who do not accept Islam, do not deny it in a passive way. Many of them do their best to stop it, to fight Muslims, and Islam is not a pacifist religion. If someone fights us, we fight them. But fighting non-Muslims is not the basic relationship between Muslims and non-Muslims. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.